Thanks, Alon. Last week's episode was an eye-opener for me. It really shattered my image of the gamer we all know and love. It's amazing to see non-gamers who don't like games getting into games, and also to see gamers play games out of their normal, comfortable game genres. Games. Alon did a really great job with the experiment, and I think changed a lot of people's minds on the issue. With that said, I decided to do my own experiment and see just how great Alon did. I asked two of my friends, Alana, a girl who never plays games, and Mike, a guy who only plays first-person shooters and sports games, to come over to the house and play some of the games that I love to play. I took a different approach, in that I only used Japanese games, in order to stretch the bounds of the experiment, and also to show off how obscure my references could be, and let me tell you, the results were astounding. For Alana, I chose two games, Super Princessu Hausklina, which translates into Super Princess House Cleaner, and Burumiakasu, which translates to Bulimiacs. Alana seemed to really take to these two games. She especially had a ball making record times in the bathroom run and jar disposal minigames in Bulimiacs. She initially told me that she didn't like video games, but she changed her mind when she actually sat down to play them. I think the defining moment came when she was washing dishes and cooking me dinner, and also when she played Super Princess House Cleaner. After the experience, she told me that she would definitely be going out to buy a video game system, and asked which one was the cutest, and which one would match her new IKEA love seat. I told her the Neo Geo, definitely. For Mike, I went an entirely different route. I chose Barusu, which translates to balls, and Uruturu Dura Tenka Efa, which translates to Ultra Dude Tank Effer. Mike didn't like either game. He said that he loves sports and FPS games for a reason, and that these two games really didn't have what he was looking for. They made him feel uncomfortable. Ironically, though, he did like the games that Alana played. He was quoted as saying, "These are so stupid and dumb and funny. Can I borrow these to show my dudes how stupid and dumb these are? I just want them for like a month because they're that dumb and stupid that it would take that long for me to show my dudes how dumb and stupid and funny they are." Who knew that Macho Mike would be into girl games? And there you have it, Alon. It looks as if our studies, while being the same in nature, resulted in slightly different results. We got a girl to get into video games, just like you did, but we also got a guy to kind of admit that he's gay. We also found out that gay people really like sweet games. And that's all for this week's Smart Attack. Alon?